The following scripture meditation is based on the pardon of the sinful woman. Luke chapter 7, verses 36 through 50. A Pharisee invited him to dine with him, and he entered the Pharisee's house and reclined at table. Now there was a sinful woman in the city who learned that he was at table in the house of the Pharisee. Bringing an alabaster flask of ointment, she stood behind him and at his feet weeping, and began to bathe his feet with her tears. Then she wiped them with her hair, kissed them, and anointed them with the ointment. When the Pharisee who had invited him saw this, he said to himself, "If this man were a prophet, he would know who and what sort of woman this is who is touching him, that she is a sinner." Jesus said to him in reply, "Simon, I have something to say to you." "Tell me, teacher," he said. "Two people were in debt to a certain creditor. One owed 500 days' wages, and the other owed 50. Since they were unable to repay the debt, he forgave it for both. Which of them will love him more?" Simon said in reply, "The one, I suppose, whose larger debt was forgiven." He said to him, "You have judged rightly." Then he turned to the woman and said to Simon, "Do you see this woman? When I entered your house, you did not give me water for my feet, but she has bathed them with her tears and wiped them with her hair. You did not give me a kiss, but she has not ceased kissing my feet since the time I entered. You did not anoint my head with oil, but she anointed my feet with ointment. So I tell you, her many sins have been forgiven. Hence, she has shown great love. But the one to whom little is forgiven loves little." He said to her, "Your sins are forgiven." The others at table said to themselves, "Who is this who even forgives sins?" But he said to the woman, "Your faith has saved you. Go in peace." Imagine that you are at the Pharisee's house, and you are the sinful woman. And you're so excited to be with Jesus that you bring him an alabaster flask of ointment, the most expensive ointment you could find and buy. And you're standing behind him at his feet, weeping. And you begin to wipe his feet and bathe them in your tears. You notice that the tears are just streaming down your face at the realization of the cycle of sin that you have been in. How many times you have tried to get out of it, and yet you're caught, and it's so frustrating. And so you find yourself breaking down into tears, and these tears run down your eyes and face, and as they drip off your face, they land on the feet of Jesus. He's laid down at table in front of you. As your tears drip down onto his feet, you notice your tears mix with the dirt on his heels. And as the tears begin to drop more and more onto him, and the dirt is distilled, you can begin to see the skin of his feet. And so you begin to bathe them, to wipe them. You take your long hair and you begin to scrub his feet. And as you scrub with your hair, in the moisture of your tears, his feet become clean. And you gently, reverently kiss each one of them. And then you take the anointment that you have, and you begin to bless his feet and anoint them. And as you tenderly rub the oil into his feet, and they begin to soften, One of the Pharisees who invited him saw what was happening, and he said to them, "If this man were a prophet, he would know who and what sort of woman this is who is touching him, that she is a sinner, and you feel it to the core of your heart. You are a sinner. But you notice something. Jesus responds in your defense. Simon, I have something to say to you. Tell me, teacher, Simon says, too. Tell me, teacher, he says. And then he goes on to explain this parable of the two debtors that owed very much, of the two people who owed much money. One of them owed an especially great deal and was forgiven. Both of them were forgiven. And he says to him, who do you think will love him more? And Simon says in reply, the one, I suppose, whose larger debt was forgiven. Jesus says to him, you have judged rightly. Then he turned to the woman and said, do you see this woman? And this is when you notice he's looking at you with great love. He's so proud of you. He's so delighting in you. He's so happy that you're the one that took the time to greet him. That you're the one that cleaned his feet. That you're the one that was able to even admit and emotionally express sadness for sin. And his response is complete mercy and love. He looks at you with such great delight, and in that look you realize any sin that you have ever committed, he wants to forgive it. And you look around the room and you realize that all the disciples are no longer looking at you with disdain, but they're looking at you with great joy because they see your face is now transformed. Your tears have stopped, and you realize that in that moment, your faith has saved you. You can go in peace. Allow yourself to rest for a moment with Jesus. Allow yourself to experience him defending you. Allow yourself the experience to actually try to feel and touch his feet. Imagine your tears flowing out from you and onto him. Imagine your hair scrubbing the dirt off of his feet as they become clean. And then imagine him looking at you. Try to see his face, his eyes, the way that he sees you with great love. And in that moment, he says, your faith has saved you. Go in peace. Take a few moments now to meditate on this, to go deeper into whatever image or scene or scent or smell or touch or feeling was strongest for you. And let yourself enter into that scene deeply with your imagination and meditation. Now that you have spent time in meditation and silence, journal your experience. Try to write out in your journal what seemed most real to you, what emotions were strongest for you, what it felt like to cry and let it all out, what it felt like to wash his feet, what it felt like to actually touch the feet of Jesus and to wipe them clean with your hair. What did he look like? Did you see him? Did you hear his voice? Take a moment now and journal this experience because it is a very profound moment of you experiencing the mercy of Jesus.